I retired early this year at the age of 51, and I'm using Strategy's preferred stock dividends as a key part of my retirement income plan. In this video, I'm going to review the four yield-generating preferred stocks that Strategy has issued, and at the end, I'm going to share the two that I selected to be part of my plan. I'm Michael, and this is Betirement. Low volatility, yield-generating fixed income instruments like bonds and dividend-yielding stocks have always been a key part of a retiree's plan. Their consistent returns provide cash flow and allow early retirees like me to maintain our lifestyle. I believe that Strategy's preferred shares meet these needs better than any other option. First, a bit about Strategy, previously known as MicroStrategy. Strategy is a 36-year-old enterprise software company founded by MIT grad Michael Saylor. In August 2020, Saylor made the decision to shift the focus of the company to being a Bitcoin treasury company. Under Saylor's bold leadership, the company has been aggressively accumulating Bitcoin. They now hold just under 640,000 Bitcoins, over 3% of the total supply. This Bitcoin treasury ranks as the number 5 largest corporate treasury in the world, just behind Berkshire Hathaway, Amazon, Google, and Microsoft. Even Nvidia and Apple lag behind Strategy. Beginning in December 2024, Michael Saylor continued his innovation of blending traditional finance with the strengths of Bitcoin by issuing these preferred shares. To date, Strategy has issued 4 unique preferred stocks, each with their own unique characteristics. They are Strike, STRK, Strife, STRF, Stretch, STRC, and Stride, STRD. Notably, Stretch, STRC, had the largest IPO so far in 2025, bringing in over $2.5 billion. These preferred shares are backed by the Bitcoin that Strategy holds, and each is collateralized more conservatively than other yield-generating instruments. Each of the preferreds has a unique seniority and volatility profile. Seniority represents the priority that each class has in the event a Strategy has financial concerns. The most senior, Strife and Stretch, are the most protected. Owners of these shares have higher claim than the owners of less senior shares. Volatility, or the expected price fluctuation, also varies across these 4 preferred stocks. Now, let's walk through each of these in a little bit more detail. Stretch is the variable rate preferred stock. With Stretch, Strategy is targeting short duration investors seeking stable value with higher yield than money market funds. Strategy's intent for Stretch is to maintain its share price right around $100. Its dividend is currently 10% per year, and it's paid monthly. Strategy may raise or lower that dividend every month to help maintain that $100 share price. Stretch's dividend is more than double that of the savings accounts and money market funds that it competes with. Stride is a fixed dividend, non-cumulative preferred stock. It's targeted at yield-focused investors seeking high yield with strong collateral coverage. Non-cumulative means that management can skip the dividend at any point and no skipped dividend payments will not accrue. Stride has a fixed 10% dividend based on the $100 target price. However, because of the non-cumulative nature, the shares trade below that $100 target price. Currently, they're at $79, which makes the current yield a whopping 12.6%. Stride is the highest yielding of these 4 Strategy preferred stocks, but you're taking on the risk of a potential suspension of the dividend. Strategy compares Stride to high-yield corporate bonds, which typically yield between 7 and 8%. Strife is Strategy's most senior fixed dividend preferred stock. It's targeted for income-focused investors seeking premium yield with enhanced payment protection. Strife has a fixed cumulative dividend, which means if Strategy misses a dividend payment for any reason, these payments would accrue and would need to be paid to the shareholder at a later date. Strife's dividend is 10% based on a $100 share price. However, because of the senior and protected nature of Strife, it trades at a premium. Currently, it's trading at $111 per share, which brings its yield to 9%. Strife is the most protected equity in Strategy's capital stack, and its share price will fluctuate along with the price of Bitcoin and interest rates. Strife's yield is nearly double that of the investment-grade corporate bonds and long-term treasuries that it competes with. Strike is the convertible fixed dividend preferred stock. It's targeted at growth-oriented income investors seeking both Bitcoin exposure and yield protection. Strike also has a fixed cumulative dividend. Its dividend is targeted at 8% based on the $100 share price, but its current price is $93, which means its current yield is 8.6%. Being a convertible preferred equity means that Strike can be converted to shares of MSTR. One share of Strike can be exchanged for 0.1 share of MSTR. This means that Strike has the highest correlation to the MSTR share price and Bitcoin price action. Strike has the potential to provide both higher yield and stronger share appreciation than other assets it competes with. As you can see, each of these preferred shares has their own pros and cons. As an early retiree seeking to generate dividend income from a portion of my overall portfolio, I have invested in Stretch and Stride. I like the monthly dividend of Stretch, but I also like the higher return that Stride offers, and I'm making the assumption that in the short term, Strategy will have no need to suspend Stride's dividend. Everybody's needs and risk tolerance is different, but these four innovative preferred stocks offered by Strategy can meet those different needs. In general, all four of these equities offer extraordinary yield, and they're definitely worth a consideration of any early retiree. If you like this video,